Just one moment, Joseph.
Hey, what's going on, Joseph?
Hello.
Hey, Joseph, how you doing? Your name is easy to remember. My name is Joey. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And it's just funny because your name is Joseph. So my birth name is just Joey on my birth certificate. I didn't even know my name was a nickname until I was in my like teenage years. So I'm not even a Joseph. So do people like call you Joey sometimes?
No. No, they don't.
Say Joseph. Okay. All right. No problem. Yeah. Thought that was funny. So, all right. I know you were talking with Lisa. She does a pretty good job of explaining everything to you. So I know you have some questions about the pricing, but when it comes to like our program and what we can offer to help your business, do you have any questions or any concerns?
She is explaining that, you know, when anybody's looking for something in my area and on Google, it's going to pop up on the first page.
Yep. Yeah. That's it. That's basically it in a nutshell. So we don't make things complicated. We make it pretty straightforward. So like right now, I'm looking at your company. You're with, just to get the right pricing here, Joseph C. Smith Construction, right? Looks like you're servicing
correct.
About a 20 to 25 mile radius, which is perfect. We can do up to 50. So if you ever want to stretch your legs a little bit more, we can do up to 50 miles if you want, but 20 to 25 is perfectly fine. Looks like you're good for more business. And it looks like, so while I'm pulling up your pricing, because there's about two programs that I might be better for you. So in order for me to find out the best one here, the marketing that you're doing right now, I have it on Yelp. Is this how you normally get your business, or do you use like something else currently for the business?
Yeah, I'm using Angie's Leads too.
Angie's Leads, okay. How long have you been with them? For a little bit?
Like 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time. How has it been going for you so far for the last 10 years? Because I know they do like pay per lead, so how's it been going for you?
It's decent.
Okay.
It's not
good.
The best. It's not the best, but it's, you know, the majority of my work comes from them, so.
Sure. Hey, you know, if the majority of the work comes from that, that's great. Now, one thing that to keep in mind is, I know you understand how Google works, but what Angie's and Home Advisors, what they do is they use Google. So what they do is that they market themselves and they get themselves listed on the first page of Google for different businesses in different areas. And what they do is that they capture that lead on Google, and then when they get that lead, they sell it to you and four or five other business owners that are in that area, and they resell it. And then when they do that, you almost have to scramble. You have to get the lead. You have to call them. Hope for the best, right? Hope it's a good number. Hope that they answer. Hope that they're willing to allow you to do the work for them. And if any of those don't work out, then you end up paying for the lead anyway. So what we found is that most of the time when people join our company, we're not saying to leave anybody, but they just see that by cutting out the middleman, what we do is that we give you the opportunity to do what Yelp, Angie's List, and Home Advisors does. So instead of you buying a lead, we just put you on the Google yourself, and then you get to receive those calls. The cool thing about it is that they're exclusive because they've already did the research, right? They've already looked online. They already looked for like a general contractor in the area for something specific, and they're calling your business saying, hey, I need this done. And then you get to pick and choose whether you want to do that job or not. So it is a lot better for sure. At least that's what we've heard, because it cuts out all those negative things that.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. So, all right. And, I do have your pricing here. So when it comes to the pricing in your area, what we do is that we want to make sure that this is something that you're going to enjoy and love, and we want to earn that business from you. So the only thing that we ask is just a 2-month verbal agreement, okay? And verbal meaning, you know, you can cancel at any time. Anytime you're not satisfied with our services, you can cancel. There's no penalty for canceling at any point, no early cancellations or nothing like that. So the business and what you do is completely up to you. What we have is a flat rate, okay? So it's not pay per lead. It is one price. That's it. So if you get 10, 20, 50, 100 calls that month, it doesn't matter. The price will never go up. It's never going to go down. for you, because you've been in business for so long, I mean, you've been in business for 18 years, so have we. We've literally been in business for 18 years as well. So we want to make sure that we help you guys out, because I know that you guys have been successful so far. So we're able to, normally it's like $4.99 a month to market yourself on the first page of Google. We're able to do it for only $249. So for $249 flat rate month to month, what we do is that we will rank your business by up to 15 different keywords, right? So like, you probably have some jobs that pay more than other jobs, or you may like jobs that are a little bit quicker to do rather than those long drawn out jobs. You get to choose up to 15 of them. So you just tell us whichever one you want and it will do it for you. So as an example, if somebody types in, what's one of the jobs that you currently do right now? Something that you like doing all the time.
Deck repairs and rebuilds.
Okay. So if somebody types in deck repair near me or deck rebuild near me, you're going to pop up on the first page of Google. And once you do that, then the client that's doing that search is going to choose what company they're going to want to work for. Once they click on yours, they're going to see what you do. They're going to give you a call. Boom. There you go. You got yourself a lead, right? So it keeps the exclusivity with you and only you. And we don't sell them and we don't work with anybody else. So like, once we sign you up, we cannot work with anybody else that does construction in your area. So we do not work with your competitors at all. That's our promise to you. So that way you're not battling anybody else either. We want to make sure that, because at the end of the day, if you're successful, we're successful. So as long as you're the one getting the calls and you're enjoying it and you're keeping your services, that makes us look good, because we're a Google Premier partner, which means that we have to have a certain amount of people that's doing a certain amount of money per month and keeping them for a certain amount of time. We wouldn't have that badge if we weren't consistent, right? Mm-hmm. I also notice you don't have a website, or it says not anymore. What happened with that? Are you interested in a website, or are you not? Does it matter?
Well, obviously it would help.
I agree 100%. So some business owners are indifferent about it, you know, and I agree with them too. You know, there's some clients that they may not care if you have a website, but what about the clients that do care whether you have a website or not? That could be the determining factor whether they're going to choose your company or not.
Absolutely. I was with another company, you know, sounds like real similar to you guys, at one point a couple years back, and they actually built me a website.
Oh, what happened with them?
They were charging too much. The return I was seeing on leads.
Yeah. So were they just building the site, or were they also doing SEO for you too? Like, were they marketing the website too, or just building it? Because there's a difference.
No, they were marketing it.
They were marketing it? Okay. And you said that was a while ago?
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was a while ago. I was going to do some research to see what they've been doing, but yeah, after 3 years, it's pretty much gone at that point. You know, at the end of the day, anybody can do your marketing. You know, you could go to Joe Schmo down the street. You could have a family member. You could have somebody. It doesn't matter. Anybody could do marketing. The problem is depending on who you choose, it's how successful is it going to be, right? And that's why we always tell people, even if you don't go with our company, you want to choose a company that is a premier partner for Google, because that allows us to rank you on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days, right? And the reason I brought up the website is because if this is something that you're interested in and the price sounds good, I could potentially throw in a fully built website for you at no additional cost. So what we can do for you for your website is we can build it for you from the ground up. You can have as many pages as you want. We'll manage it for you, maintain it for you, and we will also do all of the SEO for it as well. That could potentially be included if that's something. That's why I asked if that was important to you, because I wanted to see if that was.
It is. That way I'm a client can obviously sees that I'm serious and I have my
see what you're doing.
You know. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I'm messaging my director right now. I'm going to see if I can throw that in there for you, and I'll make sure that it's at no additional cost for you as well. Now, what about social media. Have you ever used like Facebook advertisements before? Have you ever tried doing that before?
I believe I was on Facebook too at one point.
I'm looking for it right now just to see if I can find it, because what we can also do that's already included in the plan is Facebook advertisements. So if you have a business Facebook page for your construction company, what we do is that we take that business page, we optimize it to make sure that it obviously looks professional, make sure everything looks good. But then what we also do is that we also do paid advertisements on Facebook as well. So just to keep it short, all that means is that when somebody's searching or looking for some type of, let's just use deck repair, deck installation, since that's what you mentioned earlier. If anybody's looking for that on the internet at any point, whether you're using Google, Bing, Yahoo, or anything like that, when they're on their Facebook and they're scrolling, they're going to get advertisements for your company popping up saying, hey, you're interested in rebuilding your deck? Click on this link and take a look. And then your website that we built you would pop up, all that. And then you start getting calls from there too. Now, the good thing about that is, you know, I don't know if you're a numbers guy, but Google does, like, you have kind of like Angie's List and all that. The return on Google and Angie's, you're looking at like a 2 to 4% return on those leads that you're getting. On Facebook, it's a 9%. So Facebook is actually really good when it comes to getting you guys more leads as well. And that also is something that we can also do for you as well. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely be interested in that as well.
All right. Okay. So I just got back with my director. My director said, absolutely. So he did say we are able to do that website for you. So that's actually no problem. So when it comes to the website, like I mentioned to you earlier, we'll do all of it for you. You really don't have to do much, right? Because we want you to do what you love. We want you to focus on receiving those phone calls. We want you to focus on doing a really good job, because now you're going to be pretty much all over the internet, right? And we want to make sure that you are doing a good job, just because that's going to help both of us out. So we want you focusing on that, and then we'll focus on everything else. We'll focus on all the other marketing efforts for you as well. Now, don't get me wrong, you can have some creativity. Like, when you meet our team, you can tell them, hey, this is what I want my website to look like. If you have a certain color scheme, if you have a website that you've seen before that looked good and you want us to mimic it, we can do that. You know, you've been in business for a long time, so I'm sure you have probably a million pictures and videos that you've taken. You just send it to our team. We'll add all that for you. So that's no problem at all. And I believe that is it. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So I don't want to, you know, overwhelm you with extreme details. That's what we have there's an interview that you go through for all that, but that's really it. That's everything that we're able to offer you. So the only thing that we ask is just a commitment, right? So we just ask for 1% of that trust. That way we can earn that other 99%, do everything for you. So what do you say, Joseph? Do you want to get the ball rolling, or at least get started so we can do all that for you, so we can prove it?
Yeah, I do.
Nice. Okay, cool. That's exciting. All right, so it's pretty quick. Doesn't take too long. I don't see that you have a Google Business profile. Did anybody decide to set that up for you yet, or just haven't set one up yet?
I have a profile with Angie.
With Angie, okay, just not with Google. Okay, that's no problem. So we're going to build that for you. We'll set that up. What would happen is that we'll send you a letter. Well, not us, but Google is going to send you a letter in the mail to prove that you're a legitimate business, because they want like real businesses on the first page of Google. So we'll go through that process. So here's basically the breakdown of the timeline, okay? So once we sign you up, we're going to get you hooked up with a client interview. We can do that tomorrow or the next day, whatever time is appropriate. But we're going to call you, and then we're going to go over everything with you. We're going to go over all the information that we're going to need. Day 5 to day 7, we're going to get you hooked up with a reporting dashboard. So all that means is that the reporting dashboard is not only are we going to do the work for you, but we're also going to show you what we're doing. So you can keep us and hold our feet to the fire at any point where you can see that you're not doing well. Just let us know. But that at least shows you everything we're doing. And then we'll also get you hooked up to the 5 most important directories. Day 7 to day 14, we'll start building the website for you. So it only takes us 7 to 14 days to build your site. And it will also get you hooked up on your Facebook advertisements already within 7 to 14 days. And then by day 30 to 45, you're going to be appearing on the first page of Google. Once you're on the first page of Google, then it's just a month over month at that point. And we're just going to keep on marketing for you, keep on managing your website and your Facebook. So what's a good email for you, Joseph, that we can have here on the account?
SMITHFAMILY7@Verizon.net.
Verizon. All right, .net. And the phone number we have here is 909-289-2344.
Correct.
All right. And your business address that we have here, there's a P.O. Box 4074. Do you have like an actual address? If it's your home address, we can hide it, but do you have like a business address?
No, it would be my home address, and I wouldn't want that up on there.
That's perfectly fine. So we can put it down for your account here for us, but on the internet, we hide all that. So nobody's going to show up to your address or anything like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so what's the address?
493 Fern Drive, F-E-R-N, Twin Peaks, 92391.
Okay. All right, perfect. And for your website, do you own any domain names? Are we going to create like a new domain name for you?
What are you referring to?
So when somebody types in like, you know, if you type in localsplash.com, like that's a domain name to get to your website. Do you have like, because you said that you had a website before, so do you have like a domain name like a .com
no,
or .net?
I don't. It was
okay.
No, it was, I think it might have just been josephcsmithconstruction.com or something.
Okay, but you don't have like access to it, so we'll probably have to create you a new one. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. No problem. So we can do that for you as well. We like to ask because, you know, if you have one, then we'll just use the one that you already got, because I know a lot of people like the ones that they have, so that's perfectly fine. All right, so now, what are some of the services that you offer? Like, what are the services that you want us to start marketing yourself as?
Deck repairs and rebuilds.
Mm-hmm.
Remodels.
Mm-hmm.
Siding, repair and install.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, that's it.
Okay. If you think of anything.
Yeah, just not really, you know, new construction, full construction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's no problem. So if you ever think of any more, as far as like, if you think of like more jobs that you want to do and you want us to market as, just call us and let us know. I'm going to give you my information too. You can even shoot me an email and I'll let our team know. So no big deal. Now we want you to meet our team so they can go over the nuts and bolts of everything. There is some availability for tomorrow. So anytime between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. is pretty much available. So what would work better for you?
Why don't we do, let's do 3 p.m. tomorrow.
3 p.m. tomorrow. So let's do, got it. So, all right, got you, Joseph, and 3 p.m. for tomorrow. I'm going to send you a Google invite as well to the email address you gave, so you'll have some information about that, so that's no problem. I'll send you some reminders just so you don't forget there. And when it comes to your business, are you currently licensed and insured, or are you licensed or insured?
I'm both.
Perfect. Okay. And are you licensed for commercial work as well?
No, residential.
Okay, no problem. And I was looking on Facebook. So do you have that business? Do you have a business Facebook, or is that something that we need to help you set up?
Yeah, you would have to help me with that as well.
Perfect. So the only lifting you have to do is we just need you. The team will talk to you about it tomorrow, but you just have to at least create one. That's it. That's all you got to do. Once you create it, we will do everything else for you. So as long as you have like the username and password and it's created, we'll take over from there. So I'll remind our team that that is what we are going to do. Needs to create one. You do need a website. Okay, so for your company, how many, like, when it comes to your, like, how you accept payments from your clients, do you accept all forms of payment, like cash, credit, debit? You know, do you do, like, Venmo, Cash App, things like that?
No, mostly checks and cash.
Check and cash. Okay. You don't use any of the fancy stuff?
Nope.
Okay. All right, no
I'm
problem.
I'm a little old school.
No, that's okay. I know some companies now, they said that they've been finding really good results with using, like, financing. Have you ever tried doing, like, financing or run into any issues with somebody needing financing?
Yeah, not really.
No? Okay. It's not a service we offer. It's just something that I've heard people, I guess.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, no problem. And you want to go 30 miles out, right?
Yeah.
All right. And your hours of operation, we have it here that it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Saturday and Sunday. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. All right. Now, for the billing, are you going to use, is the address the same, 493 Fern Drive, Twin Peaks, California? Is that the same?
No, my billing is my P.O. box.
Okay, sorry about that. Can you go ahead and give me the P.O. box again? It was P.O. box...
4074.
4074. Blue Day.
92317.
You say Blue Jay?
Correct.
California, 92317?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the card you're going to use, it is a tax write-off, so if you have a business card, we do recommend you use that. If not, that's okay. Is it going to be like a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
All right, perfect. So not going to charge you right now, just so we can save the card. The amount would be $249, but I have to read you off a voice verification. But whenever you're ready for the card number, we'll do the expiration year, then the three digits on the back.
Well, I'm not comfortable giving you that right now. I thought you were gonna have a team talk to me, and it's like I don't know you from Adam right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's no problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your skepticism there for sure. So just to clarify.
Yeah, no, it's too easy. People take advantage. It's like not only do people take advantage of college students and old people, but it's very been brought to my mind. They've been taking advantage of contractors as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, why don't we do this then, Joseph, just to ease your mind a little bit more. The number, the 909-289-2344, is that a cell phone number by any chance?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
All right, perfect. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send you something really quick, okay? So I'm going to send you something that can't be faked and can't be changed here. So one, I'm going to send you our website, but because we're a Google Premier partner, we actually get to have a badge of authenticity. So it's a badge specifically from Google, which would show that we are at least a Premier partner. I'm going to send you a text right now. Let me just make sure that you at least got it. And then that way you'll be able to take a look. All right. Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
All right. So that link is our own website. Okay. That's not the important part, but if you click on that link, it'll take you directly to our website, localsplash.com. You're going to see, none of this stuff really matters. You know, it's just all of our information. So like take control of your online presence, yada, yada. You can just scroll down. It'll say proven success. Just keep scrolling down. Our process, just scroll down. And then the important part is the Google Ads partner, right? So one thing that, and like I mentioned to you earlier, it does not matter who you choose to do your marketing. It is very important you make sure you choose the right company. You got to make sure that they are a legitimate Google partner. The only way to get this is if you were legitimate. So I want you to pay attention. Where you see Google Ads partner, there's a Google button that's on there. When you click on that button, I want you to pay attention and notice that it takes you away from our website, directly onto Google's own website, and you can see that Local Splash, our company, has met all the requirements. So if you want to just go ahead and click on that now and then take a look to see where it goes.
I'm doing that.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then once it pops up, now you don't have to read all this, obviously, but what it does show is that you can look at the URL on the top. It says google.com partners. And then you can see that Local Splash has met all the requirements to become a Google partner. Now there's three levels to our partnership. There's member, there's partner, and there's premier partner. We're the last level. We've been around for 18 years. In order to keep that, we have to do three things. We have to do performance, we have to do spend, and we have to do certifications. So all that means is every time we sign somebody up and we tell them we're going to list them on the first page of Google, it has to be true. That's number one. Number two, we have to make sure that anybody that we are signing up stays with us. We can't just sign somebody up and have them cancel, because when they do, we're not meeting the spend requirements and we're not meeting the performance requirements. So we have over 10,000 members that are currently active right now through us, which allows us to keep that premier partner partnership. Without that, we cannot do it in any way, shape, or form. So I do appreciate your skepticism, and I only show this to clients that obviously, you know, feel the way that you feel. But does this make you feel at least a little bit better with our company and who you're signing up with?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. If you have any other concerns moving forward, please, again, just address it for me. I have no problem showing you whatever it is that you need to see, because I do not want you to feel the way that you feel. Obviously, this is going to be a partnership between both of us. So, like, once we sign you up, just to clarify, that team that you're going to meet is once we close the listing. So there's only one person that can fit that listing. Once you pay for it, we are able to close the listing. Once we close the listing, you'll meet our team. Let's say tomorrow at 3:00. When you meet them, they are going to get all the other information for you. They're going to dive deep into all your other personal information to make sure that everything that matches on Google is exactly what you want. They're going to tell you about the PIN verification. Google is literally going to send you a letter in the mail. You're going to get the letter. It's going to be an actual PIN that you're going to have to confirm. Once you get the PIN, then you confirm that you are a legitimate business for the exact reason that you just mentioned. Google has cracked down, and Google does not want anybody that is not a legitimate business on the first page of Google, right? I asked you if you were licensed and insured. If you were not licensed and you were not insured and you have no proof of your business, we cannot move forward with this call, because Google will not allow us to put you on the first page of Google, which means that that's going to make us a liar, because we told you that you'll be on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, feel a little bit more comfortable now?
No, yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, I think you broke up just a little bit there, Joseph. Apologize.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yep. So does that at least make you feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right. Like I said, at any point, if you have any other questions or concerns, let me know. But do you still want to close out the listing today? The only thing we'll need, like I said, I'm not going to charge you right now. I have to talk to you about the voice verification, go over everything with you there, but just at least to save the car number. Is that fair?
Why can't I do that tomorrow when we go over everything?
Well, you absolutely can. So at no point do I want you to feel like any of this is something that you have to do. The only reason I'm saying that if you are interested and this is something you want to do, the time as to when you want to do it doesn't matter. It only matters about the availability. So when it comes to, like, I'll give you an example. Lisa that you just spoke with, her job is literally to call as many businesses in your area that does construction to close the listing. So we get the list from Google, and they start at the top, and they just work their way down to the bottom. Once we sign somebody up, we cannot work with anybody else. So if you tell me, and this has happened in the past, hey, let's just do it tomorrow at 3, sure, I can schedule time with you, but I cannot promise that the listing is going to be open tomorrow at 3. You see what I'm saying? So like if somebody, like when we start making calls tomorrow morning, as soon as we get somebody, usually about 2 or 3 calls, close the listing, and we just move on to somebody else in another area. And the calls just keep rotating. It's quite literally my job. So if this is something important to you, I would highly suggest, yes, I would say sign up today. But again, I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. I guess my biggest question would be like, what would be the difference between tomorrow and then today?
Well, obviously not that much.
Right.
So, and that's the best price you can give me?
So let me give you an idea, just to give you a better idea as to how good of a price that is. So do you still have that website open?
The Google Partner?
Yeah, the Google Partner website, yeah. You still have it up?
Yeah.
All right, go back one screen. So just go back one screen. That'll take you back to our website. Now you're on our website, not Google's.
Yeah.
And I want you to scroll down to where it says SEO packages. The package that we're signing you up today is the Platinum package. So all the listings that you have there under the Platinum package, that is what you're getting today. If you look at the price is $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee because you're getting a $2,500 website. So that $2,500 website, we typically ask $299 to set it up, and it's a one-time fee. You never pay that again, and then it drops back down to $5.99. So when you say about pricing, it's really not about the price. I mean, if you want me to drop it down, I can. We're going to have to take away some of the things that I offered you before. That's all. So does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it does, but I would want everything that you offered me.
Okay. So $249 sounds a little bit fair then?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. And all right. So I mean, it's up to you. Whenever you're ready, I'm happy to obviously move forward. I'll get you signed up, and then once we close the listing, then you'll meet with our team tomorrow. We'll get the ball rolling.
And can you, text me or email me confirmation that I did this right now?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, of course. I mean, we actually do two things. We send you a text, and we send you an email as well. So everything that we do today is all recorded. You're on a recorded line as well. That's for your protection and ours. And then we send you a text message and also an email with a welcome to Local Splash, your receipt, and confirmation of everything we did today. Absolutely.
Okay, and I'll receive that as soon as we get off the phone?
No, while we're on the phone. So as soon as I run it, you literally receive it. So I'll stay on the phone with you and everything like that. Yeah, we're not going to charge you. Just hang up.
Okay. It's 4548-6400. 0192-0473.
All right. And sorry, was that a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And expiration?
0526.
Okay. 25. Oh, no. Did you say 26?
0526.
Okay, and three digits on the back.
You're going to need that before tomorrow?
Yep, yeah.
519.
All right. And like I said, I'm not going to charge you right now, so I'm going to have to read off the voice verification, and then we'll process everything, and it'll be the flat 249. So you do get a security question here with us. I'll explain to you exactly what that's for, but there's three questions. Sorry, not a lot to choose from, and then you get to choose the answer. So question number one is you can choose mother's maiden name, you can choose city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what would you like the answer to be?
Orange, California.
California. Okay. Orange, California. Oh, so you lived in California your whole life?
Oh, I grew up, I was in Southern Oregon as a kid for all my childhood, but then I was born here, lived up there, and then I moved back here.
Oh, yeah? I went to California for the first time in my life last year, and I went to Los Angeles, and I went to go visit a friend of mine up there, and I thought it was great. I did enjoy it. We went on, I mean, your streets are crazy though. I mean, the hills, I was like, man, Los Angeles has some crazy hills. We took a tour to like on this bus that took us around to like where all the famous people live, I guess. And I thought that was kind of weird, but yeah, that mountain that we climbed up was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that Lake or Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
I live about an hour and 45 minutes away, but I do live up in the mountains at 6,000 feet.
Okay, so yeah, so you live in one of those mountains. Yeah, like even driving up and down it, I'm like, man, this is nuts. People, and I heard your gas is like, you know, $6,
yeah.
$7.
It was up at $7. It just started going back down.
Jeez.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's absurd.
That is nuts.
I'm tempted to move, but this won't affect that. This will be all I'd have to do is adjust my address, correct?
Honestly, yeah, it doesn't affect it at all. So, like, once you get signed up with us, if you do decide to move, just let us know because we'll change all your marketing efforts to whatever the new address is, and we could always do up to a 50-mile radius at that 249 price. So that's no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's no problem.
And that price,
all right.
That price is locked in, and I can stop at any time if I'm not feeling like I'm being taken care of.
100%. So I'm literally going to read you off the voice verification. I explain that to you at the end, but just to touch up on that shortly, yes, cancel at any time. No cancellation fee, quite literally. Just let us know when you're done. You can even put a pause on it. So like once we sign you up, let's say like 5 months down the road, you're getting too much business and you're like, hey, look, I'm good. Like I probably don't need this much marketing. Can we put a pause? We say no problem. We can even pause it indefinitely. And then you give us a call when you want it back on and we can turn it back on. Yeah, so that's no problem at all. We never keep you under no contract, so don't feel pressured.
Okay.
All right.
And when it is paused, I'm not paying?
No, you are not paying. No, you are not paying at all. Yeah. So once it's paused, it's $0. Once you resume it, it will always be $249. We never, you know, if the times change and pricing goes up everywhere in the world, you will pay $249. That is it. That is our promise to you.
Okay.
All right. So $249 a month. That's it. So let me read you off this voice verification. And before I process anything, we got you on a pretty significant discount. And I want to make sure that you're protected and locked in so we can lock in that $249 price. So Joseph, at any point, just stop me and let me know if you're confused about anything, if you want me to repeat or reiterate something. I'm perfectly fine doing that, like I've been this entire time, so just keep doing that, okay?
You got it.
All right, so real quick, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance, outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Joseph B. Smith Construction.
All right. And please state the name and title within the business.
Joseph Chad Smith.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into an agreement on behalf of your company?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. So in order to get the results as fast as possible, it is going to be important that you are very active in your campaign here with us. You know, you don't have a Google Business profile. I mentioned to you earlier, we got to get you set up with all that. We'll do all of it for you. We just got to make sure you're at least responsive to our phone calls, right? So a lot of people, they want a lot of things done. Just please make sure that if we call you, just answer. It's never bad. It's always good. So it's definitely calls that you do want to answer. Now, do you agree to at least be responsive to phone calls, texts, or emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the time of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And your payment in the initial form and account will be charged today. That will be 10/25 of 23 in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew every month on the 25th of every month for $249. Like I've been saying, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. I'm going to give you our number. I'm going to make sure you have my extension. I'm also going to give you my email. So this isn't the last time that you'll talk to me. If you want to shoot me an email, I even have clients that email me all the time, even about, you know, other stuff. So you'll have all my information. Now, to prevent any charges for your next month.
And you're going to text and email me that information?
Yes. We're going to stay on the phone. So I'm going to text and email you that information, and you're also going to get a text and email in terms of conditions sent to you as well. So I'm staying on the phone with you once we process this to make sure you at least got all that, so I can answer any other questions that you got for it. Okay.
I thought you said that you weren't charging my card today.
No, today we will. I just wasn't, when I took your card, I was not charging it right then and there. I have to read you off the voice verification before I do any of that stuff because we have to close the listing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the only last part I want to clarify is that you got to make sure that you at least call us before 3 days of your next billing to pause or cancel. So if you want to put a pause, if you want to cancel, close the services, that's all that we require. That's it. Any other time that you're good. All right. Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal, I'm sorry, to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right, so what we'll do is that I'll send you over the text message. Like I said, we stay on the phone just to make sure that you're good. If you have any other questions or concerns, I'm going to send you another text that has my email and all my information on there because, you know, I'm sure you've been through this process before. You know, somebody talks to you, they talk a good game, and afterwards you never hear from them. I don't do that for our clients. I make sure that at least if something were to ever happen, you have me to contact. So you can shoot me an email. You can call me, whatever it is you want to do. I'm happy with that. We got you scheduled in there.
That's kind of a big reason why I left the other people too.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't know that personally, but I hear it all the time.
They changed me over to somebody else and I couldn't get to talk to the original person who signed me up.
Nope. Yep. So I didn't know that, but I hear that story all the time. You know, it was Friday the 13th just the other day, like 2 weeks ago. I had clients emailing me, hey, it's Friday the 13th. You doing anything, you know, spooky today? You know, and we have like a conversation like that via email. I'm like, no, not doing anything. What about you? Blah, blah, blah. So like, yeah, I'm going to make sure you have my information. You should be receiving some texts right now and some emails. Let me know if you got them.
I received one text. I'm looking at my emails right now.
Okay.
I'm going to send my email. Don't update right away. Okay, I got an email with the initial invoice.
Yep, there you go. And here is my email. So let me get you my email, actually. Make sure you have that. It's better to email me, honestly, because I take phone calls all the time. We cover all 50 states, so there's a lot of calls that come in. So If you ever call me and I'm not available, you can leave a voicemail right on my voicemail. That's no problem. But shooting me an email is pretty quick because I get those almost instantly. And while I'm on the phone, I can answer a question here for you. So.
And which is your email?
I just sent you a text right now.
Okay. The J-A-L?
Yep, that's J-A-L-M-E-I-D-A. Yep, so J-A-L-M-E-I-D-A at relevantads.com. That's my email for us. And you can, you know, obviously save that text message if you ever have to go back to it. That phone number that's on there, though, that is our company phone number. That is the number that we're going to be calling you from. So at one point, you do want to make sure that you save it, because once you save it, then you'll be good to go. And we'll be able to give you a call. You'll see that it's our caller ID popping up, and then we'll be able to help you out then. I just want to make sure you got all the stuff that you needed there as well.
I'm creating a contract right now from that phone
Please.
Number.
Thank you. You're going to get it. Oh, is that a dog?
Yeah, that's my wolf husky. He wants to get dinner.
A wolf husky? That dog is probably ginormous.
He's not giant. He's about 95 pounds.
Okay, I mean 95 is solid, not giant, but that's a pretty big dog. That's comparing my Yorkie that I have upstairs that tries to be a big dog, but it's 10 pounds and yeah, it's 5 years old and yeah, he's very temperamental, so it's huge compared to my dog. That's funny. All right, you should have got a calendar invite too.
And that's on the email.
That's on the email, yeah. That's on the smithfamily7@verizon.net.
Okay.
And we got you in there tomorrow, 3 p.m.
The one that says, welcome to Local Splash?
Yep. That's it. You can accept it if you wanted to, so you can have a reminder, but that's it, yes.
No, it doesn't say anything about 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Let's make sure you're looking at the right one. Let's make sure I did it right. Click. Calendar invite. Yep, it was sent to you. So it says 3 to 4 o'clock, but it's like 30 to 45 minutes. Should be like a calendar invite. Maybe because it's Verizon.net, maybe it didn't pop up for you as a calendar invite.
What would that have to do with anything?
Not so much. I mean, the invite, you can accept it. It should remind you. So, like, I know when I send it to people that have Gmails, they can add it to their account, like their Gmail calendar, and it just sends them like a reminder that we're going to call them at, you know, 3 o'clock or something like that. So it doesn't really matter. Just remember that we are going to call you tomorrow at 3 p.m. You'll get it from our phone number, the 877. That team is the one that's going to go over all the nuts and bolts with you. So it's going to go, they're going to go over all the nitty gritty stuff with you and get you all hooked up and, you know, basically start the process for you.
All right.
All right. Now, look, I don't want to hang up. I want to make sure that you're good. So do you have any questions? You have my email. You have my email. You have my phone number with my extension. So all that's good. We got you scheduled for tomorrow. I sent you the invoices, terms and conditions. I sent you the emails. I think I sent you everything that you were looking for. So, but is there anything I'm missing? Is there anything that you need from me? You know, I'm not going anywhere, so you can text or call me anytime moving forward, but
well,
at least for right now.
But that's just giving me the company name or phone number. Why don't you give me your cell phone number?
You know, I've never given somebody my cell phone number. I don't even know if we can.
Sure you can.
But that that phone number that I gave you, it does have my extension. That extension has my voicemail, and it also has my direct line. So, yeah, you could definitely call me at any time.
So what's your extension?
It's in that text message, but if you want to write it down, just let me know when you're ready. I'll give you my extension.
Yeah, what's your extension?
You want to save it. It's 5258.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. And I said it is in that text message I sent you too. So, but I wanted you to at least have that as well.
And you're Joey. What's your last name?
My last name is Almeida. It's Portuguese. You don't have to pronounce it right. That's okay. Everybody doesn't get it right, but it's in my emails. The Almeida.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay, Joey. I'll talk to your team tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Yeah, talk to the team tomorrow. I'll give them a heads up. Let them know that, you know, that we obviously spoke, like, the things that we spoke about today, what some of your concerns are, so they're a little bit more prepared as well. And we'll get you up and running. Do not hesitate. Shoot me an email. Give me a call, whatever it is. But you have yourself a great rest of your day, Joseph. And I guess I'll speak to you soon then.
All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Take care.